The initial animation is functional in nature, without having any particular rhythm in mind. We display the ball's motion path so the user has an idea of what they should emulate, and start the music. There was some input noise on the last bounce, and so we manually removed the correlation point and mapped the timing. Now, our animation has life and rhythm and took only seconds to fix.